What's up, everybody? I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you're listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast. Thanks so much for jumping on with us this week. We have a very exciting guest, and I know I say that a lot because I love everyone that we bring on this show, but this week we have my cousin Shannon, and I am very excited about having her on the show because she's super knowledgeable about a lot of and has a ton of expertise with flight paramedic and flight nursing, and she's going to be able to share a lot of her super cool insight with us. She's also going from doing flight paramedic to nursing, and so she's in the middle of nursing school, so we're going to ask her about that as well. But before we get into all the questions, I want you guys to meet her. So we talk every single day. She's one of my very best friends. But yeah, this is my cousin Shannon. Shannon, do you want to just give a brief little introduction for yourself?
Sure. Hi, everybody. My name is Shannon, and I have been a paramedic now for over 12 years. And for the last 10 and a half about years, I've been doing flights. So I work with nurses every single day of my entire career and finally decided that I had to take the leap. So I am about 3 weeks away from being done with nursing school and can't wait to cross over to the other side here.
Wait, I'm so excited. 3.5 weeks is no time at all. And for everybody, too, that's listening that doesn't know Shannon's background, we might be able to get a copy of this and post it for you guys so you can see. But there was one time that I put her resume on my Instagram story because it was so cool. She has so many different certifications. She's very, very, very brilliant when it comes to healthcare and what she does for emergency medicine. And when I put her resume up on my Instagram story, there were so many people that reached out to both of us to get advice from her and to just have a conversation. And so if that's any testament to really what she does for our field, it's super cool. So, Shan, will you just tell everybody why you wanted to make the switch? And I guess maybe talk a little bit about like what being a flight paramedic is like, and then, you know, what you're looking forward to becoming a nurse.
Sure. So when I started working in EMS, I really wanted to be boots on the ground when emergencies happened. I didn't want to be watching on the news. I wanted to be there helping. And so I started working on the fire department, doing 911 responses on the ambulance, and then got into flying on the helicopter because there's a higher percentage. Almost all of our calls are to more critical and serious events and patient conditions. And so then I've been doing that for a long time, and I really never thought I would ever quit. I thought I had the coolest, best job in the whole entire world. And then in the last couple years, I started feeling like I wanted to get into education and leadership and just some more, I don't know, like leadership positions moving forward. And that's harder to do as a paramedic. So as I like wanted to move forward and feel more into like the operational and leadership side of doing what I do, I just needed to have the nursing behind my name as well. So that was sort of my motivation for going to nursing school.
Definitely. I love that. And also, you and I have discussed a lot about you possibly looking into doing some sort of travel nursing. So I guess let's just go with what would be your top three places, you know, once you have your degree and you have some experience under your belt that you would want to travel to.
Oh, gosh. Well, I've really, you know, one of the main reasons that I really got interested in travel nursing was because in flying, we see so, in flights, you see so many different hospitals, so many different ways of doing things. We go to teeny tiny hospitals that have one bed. We go to great big hospitals in other cities. And so you see all kinds of different stuff. And you get different experience and different knowledge from each of those places. So I feel like as a nurse, I want that same experience. And one of those ways to grow is with travel nursing. And it sounds so much fun. So I think my top three places would be, I kind of want to go, growing up in Colorado, you know, I love the mountains, but I haven't ever been near a beach, so I think it'd be fun to get to go to like Florida or California for a little bit to live by the beach. Second would probably be to be in a mountain town somewhere here in Colorado, a little bit out of the city, like maybe in the summer in a smaller town. And my third choice, I don't know, maybe somewhere international.
Absolutely. And then I'm going to go with you. We can go on as much.
Yeah.
It's so funny because with our international jobs, they're a year long. And then all of our other pay packages, you know, in the States are 13 weeks. And so the international ones are for sure a commitment, which would be something right up our alley.
Yeah.
That would be super fun. We'd be like, okay, great. Well, let's just go and do it.
Yeah.
So I love that. So you work with nurses every single day, which I know you have various ways that you do that. You work with some of them literally in your position as flight with the flight nurses, and then you also work with nurses at hospitals that you transport people to as well. So what can you tell us about what the job of flight nursing is, just in case we have anybody out there that's listening that might be interested in that field? You know, what does that experience look like before you can get hired? What do they do? Does that interest you at all? You know, what makes a good flight nurse? Can you just kind of speak to that a little bit?
Sure. So in critical care, paramedics are always partnered with a nurse. So my partner every day for the last 10 years has been a nurse. And I also have interviewed lots and lots of nurses. And I get lots of questions about how to become a flight nurse, because there's obviously not a ton of flight positions available in the world. So there, it's a more difficult position to get into. But the best nurses as partners and the best nurses to hire and work with are the nurses that have a wide array of experience. So we love nurses who have ER experience, PICU experience, ICU experience, you know, versus a nurse that has only worked in one place. And I don't want to say that nurses who have only worked in the ER or only worked in the ICU don't make very successful and smart flight nurses, because that's not the case. There's many that do, but there's so many different things that we attend to flying. We might be transporting a critical stroke with a ventric, or a cardiac patient on a balloon pump on one flight, and the next flight we're on the scene of an accident and figuring out that. So there's a lot of balance that comes into it, where you have to have the ER experience of patients who don't have diagnoses, who don't have orders, who don't have scans done, you don't know what's wrong with them, all the way to the very critical ICU patients with lots of machines, lots of things hooked up to them, and you have to know how to handle both at any given moment. So when you have a lot of balance and a lot of different training and a lot of different places, it really makes for a successful flight nurse. And personality-wise, the best trait someone can have, besides just a lot of good experience, is an openness to learn. Because I had a nurse ask me just the other day, how will I know when I'm ready to fly? And my answer was that you are never ready to fly. You encounter way too many different things to ever know how to take care of every single one. You know, we get high-risk OB patients, we get newborns, we get little kids, we get ICU patients, we get all kinds of stuff. And I said, you just have to, so my advice to her was, be okay with not ever being ready for it. Know who to ask, know where to look, have an open personality, have the courage to say, I don't know, and ask questions, and learn from everyone. Learn from respiratory therapists, learn from physical therapists, learn from environmental services, the best way to clean up a mess, because you get to do that in the middle of the night too. You get to do every job in the hospital. So if you just take the time to learn from absolutely everybody you can and keep that trait with you, no matter how long you've done it, that's the best trait you can possibly have in this job.
Very nice. Yeah, it sounds like a really intense position, and somebody would have to not only be okay with, you know, seeing all of that really urgent type of care, but also having, you know, some really traumatic things. I know that we've talked over the years, you've seen some really crazy stuff, and yeah, it takes a really strong human being to do what you guys do, your entire team, and I think that should definitely be taken into account. But what a neat field with some adrenaline and some, you know, some crazy attached to it. But yeah, that's just super exciting.
There's always something more to learn, which is the funnest part of it all. There's always some new disease, some new injury, some new process that you will see and learn every day, no matter how long you do this job. So that's the best part for sure.
Definitely. And you handle some of the other stuff like social media too for your flight, you know, company. How do you handle kind of doing all of it? You've also, because, you know, you had some some stuff going on in the past that you did some of the 911 or dispatch. You did some dispatch as well. So you kind of have done all of that. How do you handle doing all three of these different jobs within one system while also going to school?
Right. Prioritization, and that's about it. So 5 years ago, I started doing outreach and business development for our program. And the outreach piece to me was really important because this is where we get to connect with our customers and our patients and families and communities, but also our customers, our patients, but they're also the communities that call us and the hospitals that call us. And so these nurses that are, you know, in some of these hospitals, there's one nurse and maybe one, you know, nurse practitioner or something, and they get these very sick and injured patients in. They're so relieved to see you. And so there's so much that goes into it, a safety training and connecting with our customers and figuring out what they need and how we can best help them, along with meeting up with patients, doing training and follow up on calls and all that kind of stuff. And so that position has been easy for me because it's important and it's valuable. And I love connecting with our customers because it helps us be safer and more successful and better at our jobs when we're connected with them and know what they need and want and expect as well. So it's sort of like a give and a take of both of us are more successful when we work together. That piece was easier. And then I went off of flight duty for a little bit at the beginning of this year to do some dispatching. And if you ever have the chance to go to a 911 dispatch center or a flight dispatch center, I recommend you do. It is so interesting to hear that side, what it sounds like when people are calling and needing help. You really hear a different side of medicine when the general population is so helpless and needs our help. You know, we're used to them kind of coming to the hospital and kind of packaged up and ready to be taken care of. But just the desperation. And I mean, dispatchers everywhere have my utmost respect because it is a hard job and they do such a great job keeping us all safe and figuring out stuff from the get-go about what's going on with our patients and everything. So it's very, very interesting in operations of the hospital and flights and 911 and all of it are so interesting. So
it just sounds absolutely fascinating, so high paced and so critical. It's just wild to me. And you've been doing it for so long with such ease. It's really, really cool. And I know that you've missed like family stuff and things like that to serve. And it's really cool. I love hearing these stories from you. Do you have any advice for anyone going to nursing school? I mean, it's so crazy. You do so many incredible things already. It's like bananas that you even would have to like go to school because you're just like, you know everything. But like, obviously, that's the way that it works. So you're in nursing school. You're almost done. What advice do you have for somebody who may be wanting to switch careers into nursing? How's nursing school been going for you? And what do you want to do when you get your degree?
Well, if you're already working in the field somewhere like I was, if you're a paramedic or an LPN or a CNA or anything in healthcare already, the easiest part for me has, I shouldn't say easiest, but the way I have learned the most has been as we're doing units and learning, I try to bring it to work with me and try to learn as we go. And some of the things are hard, like it's hard to learn beginning nursing when I've been doing this job for so long. But I try to learn from all of it and I bring it to work with me and try to really put it into application as soon as possible. You know, start thinking through patients as a care plan, and then it gets a lot easier to write a care plan for school, even if I don't end up, you know, using care plans in the future. If you're thinking about going to nursing school, I would just say know that it's going to take a lot of time. It's more time consuming than I think I expected. I expected the content to come more naturally to me since I have been doing this, but as all of you who've been in or through nursing school know, it is very time consuming and very difficult. So just make sure you have the time to put into it before you get into it. And when I graduate, I think I'm looking for a job in hospital right now. And that's only because I can't start working. It's a credentialing regulation that I can't start working as a flight nurse right away. So I'm kind of excited to try something new for a little bit anyway, and I'm looking at ICU, PICU, something along those lines. So hopefully I can find a job right away.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you have such great experience already. I feel like it's going to be a breeze for you. Like, it's so crazy to think about that because it's ICU, and that's the only, like, place that I ever worked, especially for my senior preceptorship, and it's, like, so intense and crazy. But for you, that's going to be, like, so easy, I feel like, which is so crazy because you just don't say that, but you're just such an anomaly with your urgent experience. It's just so cool. And all of your emergency services that you've provided, it's just, like, you would never say, oh, this new grad, like, will be completely comfortable and this should come super easy. For you, I really believe that it will, which is just – it's really unique. So whoever snatches you up,
well, thank you.
Hearing this too is very, very lucky.
Well, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot to learn no matter where you move to. So knowing how to work equipment and take, you know, assess patients is great, but I'm excited because I know that there's a lot to learn in hospital ICU too. So I look forward to it.
Yeah. And the cool part too will be like the job description change, like what you'll be doing as a nurse will just be so, it will be so different. It's weird, like the medical care and the knowledge that you have of obviously like of anatomy and disease process will be very comfortable to you, but the role of the nurse and the healthcare team will be very, very different. So I'm excited, and haha, everybody, I get to call her every day and see how it's going. So we'll have to get it on another podcast so you guys can
yes.
up with her too afterwards. But that's super cool. Well, Shan, do you have anything else to add? Normally at this time in a podcast, we do, you know, any like handles or websites, but it's different for you since your family. And I know that's not like nursing influencing is not something that interests
no.
you.
No.
But if you have anything else to add, please do.
I work for AirLife Denver. We're based right in Denver. We have 5 helicopters and 2 fixed wing and 2 ambulances. So if you want to check out my company's Facebook page or Instagram, if you message either of those pages, you will get me for now until I get a different job. And I'd be happy to answer questions or help with any of that. We also have a mentorship program. So if you are interested in possibly flying someday, if you look on airlifedenver.com, there is a mentorship program that can kind of help you maybe navigate your way into the flight world. So we'd be happy to hear from anybody that is maybe interested in that.
Awesome. I bet there are a ton of people too that still just have questions of like a flight paramedic or flight nurse 101 of just like wanting to pick your brain about it because it's just such a unique field. So thank you for providing that. Everybody else who's listening, thank you so much for jumping on with us. That's my cousin Shannon Zittig. She's the best and I love her to death. So glad that you hopped on with me, Shan, because you have such a unique perspective and such a cool job. So thank you for coming on with me.
Well, thank you.
This is super fun. Well, and I'll see you for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, see you Thanksgiving.
Yeah. All right, everybody. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderley. That's Shannon Zittig. She's a flight paramedic and is in nursing school right now for AirLife Denver. That's another episode of The Happy Traveler, and we will see you next time.